Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I'm excited. I'm just praising God for the privilege of being on the radio, and the dear people down at KPTQ have just been so wonderful. And this is not just KPTQ and the Portland area, neighbor. They have translators, and I'll tell you, the expanded outreach by this system of reaching out, and at the same time it's being picked up by your radios here. So if some of you folks, and they are tuning in, drop us a line and let us know that you're hearing it and you feel it's worthwhile, or if you don't feel that way, well, tell us how you feel. But we feel that God's opened the door and he's blessing it, and I'll just be honest with you, the letters are coming in and the phone calls and the interest, and we appreciate it so much, and we want to thank you, dear people, for what you're doing. Now, we have to keep our bearings, know what we're doing and the direction we're going, what's going on and why are we doing it, and how are we doing it, and who's doing it? Is it this old brother's idea? The old brother's no good at all, except he follows God, and I've done my best. I want to go back a little bit this week, and let's just take it in the interest. What's going on, and why, and how, and who? And we'll try to stay on course. So you maybe want to get out your pencil and mark that down. Our beginnings started way back in the late 60s when I was the district superintendent of the Oregon District for the Wesleyan Methodist people. And I had was in my home territory and kind of a favorite son, I guess. And that doesn't mean everybody liked me, but the majority did. And God gave us some great days. We had a wonderful time, built a camp meeting ground out there at Aurora. I'm sorry to say that it slipped through their fingers, and sorry about that, but I shed some tears, in fact. But, you know, there's an infantryman that came home. He'd been fighting in the South Pacific, and he'd made some promises to God, and he started working on black people that lived on that particular island, and he got some of them prayed through. So when he came home, he attended Multnomah School of the Bible right here in Portland, I believe. And when he got through with his training, he went back over there and started a mission, and it took hold, and by the time I got acquainted with him, he needed a place to train black people from that South Pacific island. And as he thought about it, he found that that property was going to be sold, and he bought it. And it ended up Far Reef Ministries, and it's still going as far as I know. And what a thrill it was to meet him and to see the families they brought over from the South Pacific. They could live in the cabins. They had the dining halls. They had the dormitories. They had the auditorium. They had all the buildings. Just ideal. So God didn't let the vine of his planting fall to the ground and be walked on. And I believe God will do that with all that we've done. So the thing is to press ahead and pray one for another and ask God to bless us all, because all of God's children working together, we'll still have work to do when Jesus says it's time up and calls us home. But in the late 60s, I was invited to go to British Columbia on an all-expense moose hunt. And the late Howard Marks was a Studebaker dealer, and he was a brother indeed to this old preacher. He kept me. I had seven new Studebakers in about that many years, and he even gave me one cost me nothing and give away prices because he was interested in what I was doing. And then he wanted me to go moose hunting, and I'd always dreamed of that, so I went along. A personal no hunting on Sunday rule in my life. I made that deal with God. I didn't look down my holy nose at anybody that hunted. I guess maybe I do worse things than that, but the important thing is to walk in the light as God gives it to us, and that rule led me to sit in camp, and the hunters and I got in a little kidding session, and they said, "We wondered what you was going to do about it, Rev." And I said, "You guys are a bunch of backsliders. You need a revival." And we laughed, and the guide said, "Why don't you preach?" And so that's like yelling, "Sick 'em," to an Airedale dog. I preached that night and set out those chairs, and Indians got saved. And that big old Indian that gave his heart to Jesus said, "I've always wanted to be right with God, but I don't know how, and now I'm right. If I die now, I go to heaven." And he wept and praised God and said, "What chance do my children have? 100 miles to the nearest church, and all we have is horses." That's where the Indian mission work for this old preacher began. And we followed through with it, and God blessed indeed, and we are so thankful for it. And our ministry is probably more evangelism, whether it's one person at the door or sitting in a humble, they invite us in, we go in, and quite often they want to give us something. And that's kind of an interesting situation because they do the best they can, bless their heart. Now, I've taken some folks along with us, and the Indians watch you, and I eat what they set out. I've eaten pup. I know I have. Some of them places in the hard times, they're eating dog. And I didn't bat an eye. I just ate the stew along with the rest of them. And they watched one guy that went along with me. He thought the cup didn't look clean enough, and he refused the coffee. And that spread, and they said he didn't like our dishes weren't good enough. And I don't know where they got that, but I've learned to just eat what's set before me. I guess my old daddy's rule that said you never complain about the cooking or you'll end up doing the cooking. And so that's the way it went, and our beginnings were small. Our ministry was personal evangelism and aid to native pastors and relief to the needy families. And the radio opened up to us, and dear old brother Daryl Kennedy was a man that God used to get me started on the radio, and I'll always be indebted to him for that, and I'm praising God, and God's used it. And then that door closed, and God just opened it up again here. The dear brothers down there came out and said, "We want you back in the air," and they've been out here, and they're praying for me. And, neighbor, I'm humbled at God's faithfulness, and there's a lot of people in this old city of Portland or wherever you are listening that are doing their best to serve God. And we want you on the team to reach Indians. We want you to get involved. Find out what it's about. What's going on? Why are we doing it? How are we doing it? And who's actually doing it? And I'll tell you, I'm sitting here in this office, and by the way, this is all being put on a disc, and the picture will be there of this whole preacher bearing his soul to you, and the little office that we're in the basement of the Woodland Park Chapel, it's all on there, and we're going to make some of those available if you want them. I don't know if you're interested. We're not trying to shove off anything on you, but if you want a copy of the what was said on the program, we can take care of that. And anyway, we want to honor God, and we're doing the best we know, and God has moved in such a wonderful way that we couldn't be discouraged if we wanted to be. Faithful is he that has called us, who also has done it, and is doing it, and is going to do things yet that we don't dream of if we're faithful. it's required of a steward that a man be found faithful. And neighbor, if I have one driving compassion or passion in my old soul, it's to be faithful to the call that God's placed on me. I don't have much time left, but I've been working on it for all these years, since I was a 16-year-old boy when I knelt at the altar and made the deal with God. If he'd let me know it was him, and I used the best I could pray, not some cockeyed preacher, I'd mind him. And God heard my cry, and God just answered, and I'm going to be faithful to that. I'd like to hear from you. Drop us a line. Get on the mailing list. Get the pictures of what's going on in the newsletter. Let us pray. Dear God, bless, we pray thee, the listening audience today. And Lord, just keep your hand upon this work, that thy name might be glorified and that these Indian people might hear the gospel. Lord, raise up like a mighty army people that are awakened to the need of the most needy mission field we have to face, the American Indians, right here in our backyard. And we'll give thee the praise. God bless you, neighbor. Amen, and goodbye till tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, join us as Deborah Klein continues with her teaching, Do We Really Know God?
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.